I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, January 23rd. We're talking about a mass shooting in California and how what could have been a second shooting nearby was stopped. Also, what the FBI found in a 12-hour search at President Biden's home. And thousands more job cuts, why economists say the laid-off workers will not stay unemployed for long. Plus, millions of Americans get ready for another round of snow. Why refunds are not expected to be quite as big this tax season. And how one Hollywood director just made history at the box office. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, sadly, we start today with news of a mass shooting at a California dance club in an area where people were celebrating the Lunar New Year. 10 people were killed, and at least 10 others were rushed to the hospital, some with critical injuries. It happened in Monterey Park in California, just east of Los Angeles. Then authorities say the gunman tried to carry out yet another shooting at a separate club just minutes after the first one, but a couple of people were able to wrestle the man's weapon away from him. So the shooter took off. Authorities put out a photo of the suspect along with a vague description of him as an older Asian man. Then the next day, they say he shot and killed himself as police were closing in on him. They've since identified the gunman. The 72-year-old man lived about an hour away from where the shooting happened. At this point, there are still a lot of questions. Investigators say they still don't know what might have motivated the shooter or whether this had anything to do with the Lunar New Year festival that was nearby but had ended before the shooting. It's also not clear if any of the victims were specifically targeted, but investigators will be looking into it and we'll keep you updated. A peaceful protest over the weekend evolved into a night of chaos and violence in Atlanta. Even though hundreds of protesters stayed peaceful, there were activists wearing masks and throwing rocks and lighting fireworks in front of a skyscraper where the Atlanta Police Foundation is located. They also lit a police cruiser on fire, smashed windows, and vandalized walls with anti-police graffiti. The protesters had gathered to mourn the death of a fellow activist who died in a confrontation with law enforcement last week. Police say that activist fired first, hurting a state trooper. But protesters questioned that version of the events, calling it a murder. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into that shooting. In the meantime, people around the country have been getting pretty upset, and word of the weekend protest was widely circulated on social media and around Atlanta. Now, at least six people are facing felony charges for the violence that broke out from the protest. Only one is from Georgia. The others are all from out of state. Investigators now say they're looking for anyone else who might have been involved in the violence. One of the new seven wonders of the world is now closed indefinitely because of ongoing protests nearby. Peru's government closed the ancient ruins of Machu Picchu, as well as the Inca Trail hike leading up to the site. It comes after separate groups of hundreds of tourists got stranded there and had to be rescued. The issue is protesters have allegedly damaged train tracks, and the only way to get up to Machu Picchu is by train. So while these protests continue, the government says the country's most famous tourist attraction will have to stay closed to protect the safety of visitors. Protesters are upset because Peru's last president was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. Now they're calling for the new president to step down and for the country to hold fresh elections, something the new government has so far refused to do. Protests have become increasingly violent and dozens of people have been killed. They've even briefly taken over an airport and a university. The FBI carried out an exhaustive search of President Biden's Delaware home and turned up even more secret government documents. This is at least the fifth time confidential material connected to President Biden was uncovered somewhere other than where it was supposed to be. Until now, all the discoveries were actually found by members of Biden's team. This time, though, multiple reports say Biden's lawyers contacted the Justice Department to offer up full access to Biden's property. The president's lawyers say investigators looked for more than 12 hours and walked away with six items with classified markings on them. But it's not clear how many documents there actually were, since when former President Trump's home was searched, evidence that was identified as a single item included a box of about 100 documents inside, and another item just included two documents. Now lawmakers say they want to know exactly what secret government material was involved in both cases, as well as who might have had access to it. Remember, the U.S. Attorney General also assigned a special counsel to this case, but he has not started the investigation yet. President Biden's chief of staff is expected to step down soon after more than 2 years on the job. Ron Klain has not made any official announcement yet. That's expected to come after President Biden's State of the Union address next month. But already news outlets say his successor has been chosen. They point to Jeff Zients, who led the Biden White House's COVID-19 response. He also co-chaired Biden's presidential transition team in 2020, and in the Obama administration, Zients helped address the troubled rollout of healthcare.gov and went on to serve in other senior roles. This is expected to be the end of an era for President Biden and Ron Klain, who have been together for decades. The shakeup doesn't come as a huge surprise, though. Chiefs of staff usually serve roughly 2 years, and Klain has expressed he's ready to move on. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ever feel a little stuck, maybe overwhelmed, or just simply not your best self? I know I have, and I've realized working with a therapist can help. Yes, therapy can be very important for those who have experienced trauma, but I also think therapy can be helpful even if you haven't. The first time I ever went to therapy, I realized a whole lot of things that had never clicked before. And I'm so glad I took that leap because I think it made me a better business owner, a better parent, wife, friend, daughter, and just overall person. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, but maybe you're worried about time or money, BetterHelp is convenient, flexible, affordable, and it's entirely online. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. Another winter storm is brewing, and it's expected to bring more snow to millions of Americans from New Mexico to Maine. It's expected to start up today in places like Utah and Colorado with some light snow. Then forecasts say it will get much stronger by tomorrow as it moves into the southern plains and Midwest, including big cities like Tulsa, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Cleveland. This same system could also bring severe thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Alabama and into the Florida Panhandle. Strong winds, hail, and even tornadoes are all possible. Finally, the storm is likely to push snow into the Great Lakes and Northeast by Wednesday. Once again, most of the snow is expected in northern New York and northern New England. But it likely won't be a snowmaker in places like New York City that have not gotten anywhere near as much as they usually do by this point in the season. Thousands more tech workers are soon going to be in the market for new jobs. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is the latest to announce a big round of layoffs. It's cutting 6% of its workforce, which adds up to about 12,000 jobs. Still, just like with other tech companies, the number of layoffs don't come close to the number of jobs added over the last couple of years. Alphabet had hired more than 50,000 employees to respond to the booming demand that came with the pandemic. But this year, advertisers have been pulling back their spending, and with that, Alphabet's growth has been slowing. Remember, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook have also announced at least 10,000 job cuts each recently. Still, some economists say this hasn't actually translated to more unemployment, since tech workers are still in high demand across several industries. The Hollywood gender rights organization Time's Up is now wrapping up its work. This is the group that was launched 5 years ago at the onset of the Me Too movement. It raised more than $22 million just in its first 10 months from big-name industry backers like Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, and Shonda Rhimes. That money went to the independent Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which has taken on the cases of more than 6,000 people with sexual harassment claims and connected them with lawyers. Time's Up also focused a lot on policy and advocacy work. But there have also been some troubles. Like the New York Attorney General found Time's Up leaders advised then-Governor Andrew Cuomo after he was accused of sexual harassment. Plus, there were some allegations of conflicts of interest and some internal disagreements about the group's focus. Now, the rest of the funds Time Up has left over will go to the Defense Fund, which will continue to be given out by the National Women's Law Center in Washington, D.C. The rest of the organization will go away by the end of this month. The new Avatar sequel just reached another milestone at the box office, and with that, director James Cameron made history. Avatar: The Way of Water crossed the $2 billion mark, following 6 weeks at number one. All in all, only six movies in history have ever made $2 billion or more, and three of them were directed by James Cameron. Besides this one, his other big earners are the original Avatar movie and Titanic. And Cameron does not plan on stopping here. He says he's going to be making at least three more Avatar movies in the future. Well, it is officially the year of the rabbit. The Lunar New Year, also known as the Chinese New Year or Spring Festival, officially kicked off yesterday. And celebrations will last for the next couple of weeks, peaking with the Lantern Festival on February 5th. It's the most important holiday of the year in China, and it's celebrated in a lot of other countries, too. Every year, the holiday is named after one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac. This year is the rabbit, which represents hope and peace, and for some, signals a calmer year ahead. An estimated 2 billion people around the world mark the Lunar New Year by celebrating life, health, wealth, and family with gifts, feasts, and family reunions. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor, Green Chef. Okay, if you are looking for delicious yet still convenient recipes and food for you and or your family in 2023, you are going to love Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. And I can tell you, after getting my first box, the meals are so good. I recently made maple butternut squash risotto with kale and toasted pecans. Usually my husband and toddler aren't big fans of kale, but with this recipe, we all ate it, no problems. I also appreciate that Green Chef's recipe feature organic produce, premium proteins, and sustainably sourced ingredients. And yes, you probably have heard me talk about meal kits before if you've been listening for a while when I've used HelloFresh. Well, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use the code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, simply go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Okay, now back to Money Monday. It's the official start of tax season, and that means starting today, the IRS will accept 2022 federal income tax returns, and it will start issuing refunds in the weeks and months to come. But this year, financial experts say your tax refund might be smaller than you're expecting if you get one at all. That's because in 2022, the federal government did not send out any relief payments like they did in 2020 and 2021. Also, the enhanced child tax credit is gone. That helped a lot of families with kids under six last year. Also gone? The special tax break for charitable donations that started in response to the pandemic. Another word of advice from financial experts, file online if you can. People who file their taxes electronically are expected to get their refunds within 2 or 3 weeks, while paper returns are more likely to get added onto the IRS backlog and you could have to wait months. Of course, just because tax season starts today, you don't actually have to do anything today if you'd rather wait. You have until Tuesday, April 18th this year to get your taxes done, since the usual tax date, April 15th, falls on a Saturday, and the following Monday is Emancipation Day. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.